Shalom, as in preparation for Hanukkah, talk a little bit about the avoda of staring into one's candles after they light. A big avoda, we know a lot of the rebbes used to sit for hours and hours and hours and just stare into their candles. So let's try and understand a little bit of what is the avoda of staring into one's candles. What can we expect to see? Why would we invest in such an avoda? The Yismach Yisrael of Alexander writes, V'hini minog Yisrael Torah, that we should sit with our candles after we light them. And we should stare into our candles, because through staring into our candles, we have the ability to draw upon ourselves the same wonders and miracles that came into the world at the time of Chanukah. We have the opportunity to draw into our own lives. That's the avoda. The avoda is to try a little bit to be mamshech the or, mamshech the light, to draw from the light of Hanukkah into our own lives. And the way we do that on Hanukkah is through ra'iyah, is through seeing. So I'm teach that there's one thing a person can't purify in the mikvah, and that's their eyes. The eyes obviously have a very strong impact on the way we think, the way we act, what we desire in this world. As the Pasuk says in Shema, v'los asur achre levavchem v'achre ne'echem, that we shouldn't chase after our eyes, chase after our heart. Because what often, because I'll teach, what the eye sees, the heart desires. And that's part of our avoda here, is to try and purify our eyes. The connection between the candles, the Neros Chanukah, and a person's own neshama are abundant. There are tons of Ramazim from the very most basic Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the candle of God is the soul of mankind. It means when a person lights a candle, they're lighting something that represents a neshama in this world. We know that Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, Ner, is Rosh Yitevos Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The person is mamish staring into their own Neshama, an aspect of their Neshama, when they sit and they just stare into their candles. The candles are a physical manifestation, the light of the candles are a physical manifestation of something much deeper and much more spiritual. That being said, other Muslim include that the Ner, Petil, and Shemen, that the candle, the flame, and the wick, and the oil, if you take the first letter of those three words, so it spells out nefesh. So when a person stares into this combination of the wick and the candle and the oil, so that is a person staring into their own nefesh. The question is, what do we do with that? What's the message of that? What's the deeper idea we're supposed to be taking out of this? We stare into the candle, staring into our own neshama. Maybe part of the idea is that just like Hanukkah is the only chag we have which falls at the end of the month. And it's the only one we have that the ikar of it is at night. Then even though by Pesach, of course, the ikar is the Seder, by the carbon Pesach. And specifically by the Seder, we should say, actually, there's still a mitzvah of the whole chag of Pesach to not eat chametz, not to own chametz, not to see chametz. There's still mitzvahs that apply to the rest of the days of Pesach. But Chanukah, everything is at night. There's no specific other mitzvahs during the day. Yes, we could have sudos, and we could sing praises, and we could, of course, and that's halal, and there's all these amazing things that we say. And but at the end of the day, the main ikar of the chag itself is at night, the darkest time, and it falls at the darkest point in the month when the moon is at its smallest, and it's the only one in the depth of the winter when, again, the darkest point, the coldest point, the most difficult point of the year often. But yet there's an or. There's a candle. There's a candle, and it's a meditation to focus on this candle. The backdrop of this candle is the greatest darkness of the year. But yet I'm focusing on the or. And I think it's a deeper way of understanding how to see ourselves, that this candle represents our neshama. By staring into this candle, we're staring into a deeper part of ourselves and saying that even amongst all the darkness I see within myself, I'm going to focus on the or. I'm going to focus on the neshama, near Hashem Nishmas Adam. I'm going to focus on this aspect of myself, which is completely cool of light. I'm not going to get pulled down into the darkness. I'm not going to get pulled down seeing all the dark aspects of myself and letting that bring me down and just letting that discourage me from trying to strive to be better. Letting that discourage me from, Hanukkah is very nice, but I didn't prepare for it so much. I'm not so excited for it. Because, I'm going through a lot right now. How can I focus on the aura of Hanukkah? How can I fully get involved and invest in this and to an extent let go of everything I'm struggling with? And just be joyous and just invest in Hanukkah and just have fun in Hanukkah and just reinvigorate ourselves with the simcha of the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. I'm going to focus on the or, I'm going to focus on the neshama. This is the maestro of the whole story of Hanukkah. The whole essence of Hanukkah is saying that there's a few among the many. There's purity amongst the impure. There's still a pach shemen. There's still a pach shemen of holiness that hasn't been contaminated. And that's the whole avodah of Hanukkah, right? The Yevanim are trying to make us feel as if there's nothing. There's nothing other than impurity. You think there's something more. You think there's something else deeper, but there isn't. Everything you anticipate, the Yevanim are telling us, that you hope for, that you long for, that you believe in, that you can't see, that doesn't exist. Yavan, the letters we know of Yavan are all shitchis, they're all external level letters. There's no internal cavities to any of them, like a kuf or a shin or a lamed or an ayin or a pei or a tzadi. There's no inside of the letter. The letters of Yavan, Yud, Vav, and Nun are all flat. They show that what you see on the surface is what you get. There's nothing else. And this is the vote of Hanukkah. Yes, Rabin Biad Ma'atim. The many, it doesn't just mean the many of the Yavanim fell into the hands of the few of the Cheshmonim. But I think it also means the many of our difficulties, the many of the darkness that we constantly see within ourselves fall and has the ability to fall in and be subjugated under the little bit of good that we know exists within us, that which we are doing, which we're proud of. And the impure, which is fills our life, the impurity, which we have so much trouble pulling ourselves out of, is second to the purity that is always there, to that Pach Shemen. The Yevanim's goal, the goal of the Yevanim was not to destroy the Shemen. The Timu Kol HaShemanim was to impurify. So that which you think it still exists, that aspect of pureness, that aspect of there's a seal within, which has not been impurified, it doesn't exist. But we dug, and we found the Shemen. And we found the Pach Shemen, and we found that, no, there, of course there's still or. Of course there's still a neshama that can't be broken. That's the avodah. One of the avodahs of looking into the candles is reminding yourself, reinforcing within ourselves, there's something mamish unbreakable within me. There's something within me that cannot be impurified. There's something within me that is so much deeper than meets the surface of all my struggles and all my difficulties, of all the shortcomings that I might have, and all the... There's something much deeper. And that's the or. That's the light that I'm staring at within this dark night. And it mamish illuminates the night. From this tiny light, I have the opportunity to illuminate the darkest places in the world and the darkest places within our souls. The Bnei Yisachar teaches that Kislev is very connected with sleeping. Sleeping, and we know that sleeping is 1/60th of death. What's interesting is that sleeping is 1/60th of death, but dreaming is 1/60th of nevuah. So Hanukkah is also connected to this idea of dreaming. So let's talk about the ultimate dreamer, Yosef HaTzadik. The parshios of Yosef HaTzadik always fall around Hanukkah. And the Midrash says that Yosef would comb his hair or his eyebrows and he would tap his feet, presumably revealing to himself which way he should be going. If there's hair in his eyes, he can't see where he's going. And the tapping of the feet is then taking him on that path, which he can now see. Yosef's whole inyan was being able to see things that weren't yet revealed. They existed, the potential for them existed, but they weren't yet revealed. That's why it says by Yaakov, when Yosef tells the brothers the dream, that Yaakov was Shamor. Yaakov anticipated that the dreams were going to come true. Because it wasn't that such a reality didn't exist, that Yosef had a certain bias and almost like kingship over his brothers. That did exist. But that reality didn't come to fruition yet. And therefore, Yaakov didn't feel like it should have been shared. It says by Yosef HaTzadik that Yosef Matzachin, Yosef found grace. Yosef found grace, and we know that Yosef found grace in the eyes of a lot of people. Whether it was Yaakov, or the Ribbono Shel'olam, whether it was the people, Havdil and Mitzrayim. Yosef had a certain chen to him. And it's explained that chen stands for Chachmas Nister, a hidden wisdom. There's something hidden deep inside that's not yet revealed. That was the whole inyan of Yosef, that there's so much depth to him, but it wasn't yet revealed. It wasn't revealed to other people, to his brothers, the depth and the unbelievable milo of Yosef, but it also wasn't revealed to Yosef himself. until he went down to Mitzrayim, right? The whole inyan of Yosef taking off the ketonas pasim, taking off the external level, going down to Mitzrayim, getting thrown in the pit. This is all him reaching a little bit deeper to find something more within himself, to find chen within himself, to find that aspect of himself that's still hidden. Yosef became a person who was able to safnas peneach, reveal those things which were hidden. That was the whole essence of Yosef. That was his name, chen. He found chen because he revealed the chokhmah within each item. Within Paro's dreams, he revealed that which was hidden. That was the type of person the Yosef HaTzadik was, the greatest type of person that we can imagine, a tzadik, somebody who sees beyond that which the rest of the world sees. All of Mitzrayim interpreted the dreams of Paro one way. Yosef interpreted it completely another way because he saw beyond the surface. He saw the depth there. He saw that which wasn't yet revealed, but yet still existed. The question is, how did Yosef do this? And I think a lot of this is if we would think about what a dream is in general. When a person falls asleep, it's their conscious mind is going to sleep. It's separating from, on some level, their imagination. And the typical conscious boundaries and restrictions that we put up as a result of our own limitations or the limitations others have placed upon us, but most importantly, the ones we place upon ourselves, and the self-judgment that we place upon ourselves, we limit our dreams severely. And the whole avodah here is to say, for 8 days of the year, I'm going to specifically focus on that which I have the potential to bring down in this world, regardless of whether it's practical. Regardless of course, a person needs to bring and a person needs to provide a parnasa, and a person needs to, be realistic with where they're holding and what they could accomplish. And a person needs to be in this world, and a person needs to, yes. But for 8 days of the year, it's the headquarters of dreaming again, of viewing ourselves and just seeing the pure ore and pushing out all the darkness, all the limitations, all the judgments that we have on ourselves, all of the reasons why we can't accomplish what we one time maybe dreamed of accomplishing or maybe never dreamed of accomplishing because we never really let ourselves put all of the limitations aside for a moment. This is again the avodah of staring into the candles, staring into the Neros Chanukah. I'm staring into that which I know exists. I know there's a Pach Shemen. I know that it's still holy. I know that there's something in me that I want to accomplish, that it's the holiest thing and I can accomplish it. And it's so pure, it's untainted. It's without restrictions and it's without boundaries and it's without the confines of what I usually struggle with and my limitations. It's so beyond. But it's difficult for me to get to that point. I'm going to focus on Chanukah, on the Or. I'm going to focus on the Chanukah, on everything that I could do. I'm going to dream again. I'm going to dream again. Yosef was called a Na'ar. A Na'ar, a child. But think about it for a second. Chanukah is also referred to as, sometimes in the Sfarim, as time of children. Chanukah and Purim, also known as holidays for the children. When I was in college, and I was in college here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, and it was a very small program, and I was the only other outwardly religious observant Jew. But to be honest, it was a huge musr and huge chizik every day because the whole classroom was filled with Yidden who, although they might not have identified as religious, were definitely connected in a very deep way to their Ribono Shel Olam. And I remember the teacher saying that we were asking off for the nights of Chanukah. It wasn't a given. We were asking off for nights of Chanukah. And the teacher said to us, he said, Yod Rosh Hashanah, Yod Yom Kippur, Yod Sukkot. Now Chanukah? He said, what's with Chanukah? Chanukah is a children's holiday. And I was like, Gevat. Yimamish knows. It's for the children. But it doesn't just mean little kids, of course. It means the mindset of viewing the world again in a way of, without those constrictions we have as an adult, the children's imagination are so much more expansive and beautiful and open. And that's very much dependent upon a person's perspective and not upon a person's age. A person can carry that perspective with them in a healthy way. Obviously, there's importance of learning responsibilities, of course, as we get older. But at the same time, that can be balanced. And that's the reminder of Hanukkah, is that sometimes we put so much of an emphasis on growing up and limitations and responsibilities, and we just forget for a second to dream. To dream again. If there was nothing holding us back. If there was no skill, if there was no money, if there was no opportunity holding us back, what would we bring to this world? How would we bring out Hashem's name in this world? That's, I think, what it means to have those eyes again. To purify our eyes doesn't just mean from things we've seen we shouldn't have seen, or perspectives we've had of people or situations we shouldn't have had, but I think it also means to see as a child again, to see opportunity again, to dream again, to envision, not just to see, but to envision like a child does. And that itself is alluded to in the name of Hanukkah. At one time, I heard this from a man when I don't even know who this guy is, but I was sitting in a Beis Medrash one time, and I was by myself, and this guy came and sat down, and he was learning, and he's like, oh, you're learning the Sefer, I love the Sefer, and he just told me over this beautiful idea, which is that Hanukkah is a combination of the word chen, which we've spoken about, this inner hidden wisdom, which is deeper wisdom than the wisdom of the Ivanim. It's a wisdom of, I believe that there's that which what can't be seen yet, which is versus the opposite, like we said about Yavan, which is just the external. It's the Yud, the Vav, the Nun that don't have internal cavities at all. It's the externals of Yavan versus the Chachma, the deeper hidden wisdom. Wisdom that's beyond the surface. The Chain, like we discussed of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the first two letters of Hanukkah, and the Vav is alluding to Yosef HaTzadik himself. We're not going to get into that now, which don't have time for it, but Vav is referring to the Tzaddik, referring specifically to Yosef HaTzaddik in this scenario. And Ko is a lashon of prophecy, of a lashon of vision. This is the idea of Hanukkah, that we're supposed to be connecting our vision to an idea of Chen, that which we can't yet see. And that's done through Yosef HaTzaddik, and that's done by us nowadays, by staring into these candles, by purifying our eyes, by purifying our dreams again, by purifying our lives. We're gonna do this Hanukkah. This is gonna be the Hanukkah. I bless us all to invest a little bit in sitting in front of the candles, a little bit more than what we have in the past. In the past, if we've sat with the candles and stared into them a little bit, so to try for a few minutes more. If we've never done this, then to try and sit for a few minutes and stare into the candles and dream again. And I talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam and ask Hashem that He should help us see the hidden aspects of ourself, the aspects of ourself that maybe we've get too quiet, or maybe we've shunned, maybe we haven't allowed ourselves to dream, and just open up ourselves again to being a child in this way, to believing, and to dreaming, and to focusing on the Or within the darkness, the light within the darkness, and the Neshama within our goof, and the unbridled holiness and love of the Neshama, and not get caught, chas v'shalom, in the darkness of this world, or the darkness, p'ni choshech, of Yavan. Hashem should bless us to mamish feel like nir Hashem nishmas adam, the candle we're lighting. It's a very deep expression of our soul. And we should be zochet to really light up the world with our dreams, and to bring our dreams to fruition and potential. Thank you everyone for joining. This has been a gevalt, and I wish everyone to have the holiest Hanukkah in the world.